You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
You're listening to Real Adventures, talking all things fishing, boating, and the great outdoors. The Melbourne Boat Show Docklands, October 26th to 29th. On water, off water. Free tickets and information online. And for Razorback 4x4, Australia's best four-wheel drive sea covers, with protection like no other.
It's now time for All Aboard the Mildura. Unexpected, unforgettable. Start planning and find out for yourself. Visit mildura.com.au. We are live at the Melbourne Boat Show. And our special guest this morning, Radman.
Yes, it is none other than the new owner of Northbank. Good morning, Harry.
Chief de Michon.
I'm not refused to call him Andrew.
I don't think
it's Harry.
Yeah, it is absolutely Harry.
Well,
yeah.
Even my mum and dad call me Harry. So
Andrew Harris.
That's it. How are you, boys?
Good now, mate. You've been a busy man because it's been Melbourne Boat Show into SA Boat Show. The great Nettie McHenry was on the show last week.
Ned's, he was.
At the SA Boat Show today.
Just quickly on Ned McHenry.
Yes.
How'd you go getting his boat into the South Australian Boat Show, which we're about to talk about in a minute? How did you go? Was it a good week trying to get his boat in?
Mate, it was a tough gig trying to get Ned.
Or? To get it cleaned away from his fishing. Thought he could take a boat into a boat show the day before instead of lining up during the week.
I rang him last week, Paddy, and said, mate, when can you get your boat down here? And he goes,
what do you mean?
Yeah, he said, what do you mean? I said, oh, when do you need it? And I said, Friday afternoon. Now I've got to get the boys to detail it. We've got to put the floor into it. Then it needs to go to the boat show. And he goes, oh, hang on. No, I've got filming on Monday, Tuesday next week. All right, come on, Nettie.
Sorry to interrupt you there, Pat.
Well, he's only 12 months into his, you know, he knew his media foray of a fishing extraordinaire.
I do like Nettie.
Now, you've been at the Melbourne Marine Centre stand Thursday, Friday. Tell us about it. What did you have on display for Northbank? What can people come down and see in Melbourne?
Mate, we've got a really good stand here at this outdoor facility. Weather is perfect today. We've got a lovely 600C that we're in at the moment during the interview.
Same boat as yours. Won't say same. We'll say similar to mine. This one's in a little bit nicer condition.
Probably a little bit similar to mine, actually.
Not used.
Aaron.
Yeah, exactly.
Aaron was joking when he jumped in the boat this morning. He's like, oh, it's got there's no anti-glare like my boat. It's like, no, mate, that's not anti-glare. That's just grime.
Yes, it
it's
is.
It's just grime.
The white is yellow.
So we've got the 600C.
We've got 600. We've got the 500C, which
so
is
the
a really great entry-level model into the range. And on the water, we've got the Mercury Australia. Have got the 650 hardtop down there and a 750 hardtop.
That's 750 hardtop. That's the one with the single 400. Is that right?
That's right, mate. Yeah, absolute weapon of a boat, that thing.
Pat's boat didn't get invited back this year. Apologies, Pat. That's probably on me.
Well, they did say, yeah, we'll talk about when you bring the boats in. That's you. Can I bring it in the day of?
Well, I was more thinking about...
Well, mine is...
Actually, it's in pretty good condition. I looked after it last night. You gave me credit on that.
Well, hang on. Why don't you just rock up in it today?
Well, we actually thought about that.
About a five-hour drive.
The funny thing...
Up the Docklands.
For anyone unaware, those in Victoria probably understand, but the last few days... and Harry can take zero credit for this because he just flew in as the owner. Like mate, he thinks I'm just going to fly in and fly out. But the boys bringing the boats in from all manner of different stands had to deal with the elements, it's safe to say.
Mate, when I got here yesterday, I almost got back on the plane and went straight back home. What is going on with the weather in Melbourne?
Welcome to Melbourne.
Beautiful today. Yesterday, we were huddled up there in that tent and... Yeah, it wasn't. It was
hail,
no good.
You name it, they had it. The boats were full of hail, like actually full of hail.
Bloody hell.
The other one I want to talk about, the 650. As you walk into the boat show, there is a beautiful 650, twin 175s.
Yeah, there is.
Incredibly well appointed.
It is. I only had a quick glimpse at it yesterday, but that has got all the fruit on it, that rig. Mm. Twin 175s on the back of it, all the gear.
You could destroy that quickly, Aaron.
Yeah, and I'm obviously with the 650, I'm a more of a single person. So
like the singles?
Yeah, even just looking at it, just you got to look what I do. Like, you look at the back of the boat here as we're sitting here, and you look at the snapper racks, and to explain it to the listeners, for me, the engine's out of the way when you're whiting fishing, snapper fishing. Whether you get the twins, you look at it, we're looking at it, if you just picture it yourselves, that you then put the engine across another foot and a half either side, it interrupts your fishing quite a bit, in my opinion.
Looks good on the rent, though.
It does look fantastic. And you know what? See this bloke next to us here? I'm trying to get him to upgrade to the 300 horsepower on the back of the 650, so... I know he's just bought the business.
Go with that?
Yeah, we're going to have to get the naval architects down and send some money, but we're going to get it upgraded to 300 soon, the 650, I reckon.
I wouldn't mind that either, mate.
I've got him on board.
I was going to say, this is a disaster because Rob would have handled things differently.
You know what Rob already said? I mentioned this to Rob earlier and you already said, not happening. And I mentioned to Harry, he's like, yeah, we're doing it.
Disaster written all of it. Hey, let's talk quickly the South Australian Boat Show. What's on display there? Christie's Beach Marine obviously have the North Banks on display.
They do, mate. They do a really good job. They'll have My 600 will be down there on display. That's got all the fruit in it as well. You've got Ned McHenry's new boat, which is a 650. That'll be down there. They've got a 550 and a 5 meter as well. So they've got a good range of vessels. They might have a 750. I'm not sure if they were able to sneak that into the showroom.
Have you made a rod for your own back when it comes to the customization of your own boat? Because I actually
remember the dive door.
No, and the helm. Because I remember chatting to Rob when this was in construction. I don't think he hated it. I think he hated you.
Yes.
There was a fair amount of resentment there.
Harry played this well because he got Rob to pay for all the new molds for everything and now he's
born.
But now that you are running the business,
yeah,
customization, where can you take it?
Look, I'm extremely open to looking at, you know, customization in a person's
boat.
Don't
say that too loud.
Except for people like yourself, then, Az. But no, that's the beauty of our brand. You know, we still have the ability to customize to that person's fishing needs if it's within our scope of works.
Oh, we love that. The Melbourne Boat Show on all weekend. You're up this afternoon.
Just with you today.
Just with me.
Yeah, 5:30 on the North Bank 6 metre. Which is already, that's a bit. And then where I'm up.
Saturday morning?
Yeah. 10:40.
Saturday afternoon?
At, I don't know, 5:20.
And then Sunday, things kick off.
No, I'm going home Sunday.
Things kick off at 10, finishing at 4. Our special guest, Andrew Harris, this morning, the new owner of North Bank, obviously being at in Melbourne at the moment, but the South Australian Boat Show is also on. So pop down there and say good day if you're around the area. This has been All Aboard for Mildura. Unexpected, unforgettable. Start planning and find out for yourself. Visit mildura.com.au.